So as it happens every so often, we have the same gospel today during the week that we had on the previous Sunday, which is a beautiful opportunity for us to truly reflect and go deeper into this word, especially this passage from John's gospel, from the heart of his Last Supper discourse, when he was sharing, we can say, his innermost thoughts with his followers just before he went out to the Passion. How beautifully he speaks about this, drawing us in to this relationship of remaining with him so that we can bear much fruit. And the fruit is a mere consequence of our relationship with him. And this is what the passage is about, and this is what the entire life of a Christian, of a disciple of Jesus Christ is all about, is that through his grace, through the power of the Holy Spirit, which was given to us in our baptism, we are drawn into him. We become Christ. We become a member of his body. We live in him, and by his grace, he lives within us. And this is how we produce fruit. The fruit isn't the work that we want to do. It's not a project that we try to accomplish. Just like the orange trees and the fruit trees and the flowers in our gardens produce their fruit and the flowers just by being what they're supposed to do. The fruit in our lives is a result of our remaining with Jesus. Christ, the Son of God, became man so that we could be in this relationship with him. This is what it's all about. And this is what the saint that we honor today, Saint Athanasius, one of the great doctors of the church. If you've ever been to St. Peter's in Rome or seen a picture of the big chair that's in the back of St. Peter's Basilica, there are four men who are lowering that chair down from heaven into earth. St. Athanasius is one of those men, just honored by the church for his great work. And his perhaps his greatest work was his defending of the incarnation. On Sunday, we pray the creed, and we have that funny word, consubstantial. We get it from St. Athanasius, who argued that God the Father and God the Son, Jesus, was of the same substance as the Father. There was a heresy called Arianism, where they were saying that Jesus was just a creation, wasn't true God. And so many people in the church, so many bishops in the church were misguided. It was Athanasius who fought to the end, was exiled 5 times from his diocese for his defending of the truth, that Jesus, the Son of God, is the same substance of God. And this is how we can be in relationship with God, is through Jesus Christ. And this is why this is so important. We cannot remain in God without the grace of Jesus Christ, without the Holy Spirit giving to us through Christ, through the sacraments. And again, Jesus gave this discourse at the Last Supper, the Holy Eucharist. Through our baptism, through the Holy Eucharist, through all the sacraments, we remain with Jesus. We are a sacramental people. We are a liturgical people. Without that, we cannot remain in Christ. We cannot bear fruit. Saint Athanasius said that God became man so that man can become God. This is the reality for each one of us. If we live a life of surrender, of radical discipleship, if we truly desire to remain in him, he will remain in us. And we will be living that glorified, sanctified, deified life today, right now. As you come forward to receive the Holy Eucharist, ask for that grace to become God, to become transformed, to become a sanctified member of this body of Christ, so that you can produce fruit. And we know the fruit tree doesn't eat its own fruit. The fruit the tree produces is for the world. The fruit in our life allows us to be a witness to the world. Remain in me and bear much fruit. Amen.